Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Divine health is available to each and every one of us. And so today it's accessing healing and health. Now, do you believe if you confess Jesus as the Lord of your life, believing His blood was shed for you, do you believe that you would be saved? We all up with that, okay? Are you totally convinced of it? Okay, now suppose someone came to Jesus and said to Him, Lord, I recognize in me that I'm a sinner. I need you. I need you to forgive me. I need to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. I want to be cleansed and become righteous and come out of unrighteousness. I believe everything that took place and the finished work of the cross. Do you believe that that person, the worst sinner, could be saved? Okay, so we all agree that the blood of Jesus Christ would save you. All right, well then, if you're born again, that's your reply. I know He would save me, and I know anyone could get saved. What about if a Christian now comes to the throne of God, drops down on his knees and says, Father, I'm your child, and I'm sick. I've been battling with sickness in my life, and I ask you to heal me because I accept Jesus as the great physician. What are the chances there? Okay, so it's not as emphatically yes as it was for salvation. Right? Salvation, you all, yes, oh yes, oh yes. Lord, I believe in the blood. I believe in your Son Jesus and the finished work of the cross. I need salvation. You all said yes, absolutely. Now that person saved goes to God and says, I've been battling with sickness all my life and I've come to you to receive Jesus as my physician and I need healing. How many believe He'll be healed? Okay, now it's a little bit better. You see the difference? Can you see the difference? We can believe like this that, the blood, it'll cleanse you, it'll heal you, it'll save you, it'll do everything. Right? But then when we ask the same God, the same thing, I believe in Jesus and His salvation, yes. I believe in Jesus, my healer. Well, why is that? Think about that right now. Just think, why is that? Why can we believe like that for salvation, but healing's another story? You believe in salvation, and yet, I mean, emphatically you believe in that, and yet when it comes to the healing side, from the same God, at the same time, that He took the punishment on His body and died for us. When it comes to the healing side of it, we're not as excited and as believing as we are for salvation. You've got to really, really locate yourself and say, why is that? You need to make notes. And on Sunday, hopefully you started your journals. I want to see some journals in this place on Sunday about, is my thinking the best way to think, etc., and things to help our lives. Because this is where the rubber meets the road. Amen. I mean, salvation is really very simple. Salvation is easy, isn't it? All I've got to do is believe it and receive it. So what's much more difficult with healing? Why is it so much more difficult? Okay, go to Psalm 103. And one of the reasons why I'll tell you that it's so easy for salvation and not so easy for healing. Now, in this church, it's a little bit different. If I was in a different church, there might not have even been a lot of hands going up for healing. But salvation, they would have. Many people have been programmed with the word of God about salvation from childhood. Everybody's told about salvation. You meet someone, Jesus will save you. Jesus loves you. If you receive him, he'll save you. You're growing up, you're Baptist, wherever you're in church, you need to receive Jesus. Believe Jesus. Trust Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus the Savior. Jesus, right? Amen. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We've been programmed to believe for salvation, but not programmed to believe for healing and health. How many churches preach salvation with no healing? There's plenty. Plenty. In this church, we've been doing this now for 16 years, 20 years on healing, but healing school for 16 years. You see? And so what I'm saying is we can believe for salvation because it's been programmed into us. Receive Jesus Christ and be saved. You tell every sinner that. You go into churches, you hear it at the end of each service. Well, some. But you will hear salvation, offer, altar calls. But you won't hear about healing lines in every church. If you need healing, come to the front. You won't go into the church and they're teaching on healing all the time. But they will teach the other side all the time. So could it be that the program we've been programmed with is already in our subconscious? Oh, yeah, salvation, yeah, but healing, not so. Repetition, repetition, repetition is what gets it into the subconscious. And that's why most of you, in fact, all of us would grab for the salvation like that, but the healing, our arm's not quite as high. Does that make sense? Because it hasn't been out there, besides in a few small pockets, healing rooms, certain places, but not everybody believes like we believe. How many of you know? I've heard pastors saying, pastors leading churches, saying, well, God doesn't heal everybody. I've heard him say that, God's put sick. I've heard pastors say God put that on you for a reason. I've heard a pastor give a testimony that God put cancer on his wife to train them up in some area. I mean, so is it any wonder that I'm not jumping up and say, oh yeah, salvation and healing. Absolutely. But they don't say that about salvation. Oh, God will heal anyone. But he put cancer on my wife. So we've been trained lopsided. And it's not just with healing. Prosperity is another one. Peace and protection. The scales are not balanced. We got healing. We got salvation. Yeah. And the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 1, look what he says. We've spoken this before. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You know, you think about just that line alone. Bless the Lord. How do I bless God? I worship Him. I honor Him. I talk to Him. I get a relationship with Him. I spend time with Him. I read about Him and I read Him. Amen. I bless the Lord. Now what's He saying? Where? Oh, my soul. What is your soul comprised of? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. What's in the mind side? Subconscious. Conscious thinking, subconscious thinking. And God is saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Remember David said, O my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Yet will you praise the Lord? Remember that? God is telling you, bless me and my name through your soulish realm. All right. Now, I can consciously bless God, but until I do it in spirit and in truth out of my subconscious, because I'm sold out to God now, that once I'm there, I will bless God in spirit and in truth when it's in my subconscious. That's why he's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's not saying, bless the Lord, O my body. It's great to dance before the Lord, but that comes from the soulish realm. Unless you're just putting it on. Right? He didn't say, bless the Lord, O my spirit. Because your spirit's already wanting to bless God and it's got the Holy Spirit there. And you can't bless God in spirit and in truth without the Holy Spirit. You can't even pray properly without the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is deep sheep morning. Amen. Okay, so bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Wow. Bless him with all that is within me. All that is within me. All that is within me. He's talking to the spirit, soul, and body right now. And he's talking particularly to the soulish realm. Correct? And all that is within me, all of my mental faculties, all of my subconscious faculties, all of my inner being, bless him. Reach out, stretch out to God, bless his holy name. Correct? Are you seeing this? But it's a soulish realm thing. That's why God's put me on this teaching on as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. If I'm not thinking properly in my subconscious mind, we found out that the heart is a subconscious. If I'm not thinking properly in the subconscious mind, I can't bless God in the right way. I've got too much stuff in there that is contrary to the Word of God. If I've been trained in a church that God doesn't heal everybody, or he's not in the healing ministry today, or healing died out with Jesus, I've heard it all, or healing died out with the apostles, you've heard it on and on and on. You speak to the people that have got healed in this church from 5-stage cancers and every kind of incurable disease and tell them that God doesn't heal today, they're going to laugh in your face and say, he does. Yes, he does. Amen. And so he's saying, bless his holy name and all that is within me. If I've got something in me that says he's not healing today, why would I want to bless him? Oh, dear. Come on. How many of you want to bless Satan? No. None of you want to. Why? Because number one is Diablo is opposed to God, he's the devil. And he's not blessing you. He's harming you. So inside of you, you got this thing against him. So when the second you hear something in your spirit, you know it's the devil, you put him down. Amen. You say, no, I'm not doing that. I've been programmed against you. So that's a good thing. We've all been programmed. But we don't understand that the program should be also against sickness, because he's the author of sickness. So the same way you stand against him when he's bringing something and you know it's him, you should stand against him when he's bringing sickness. Same thing. And so if I've been programmed incorrectly that he's not healing all, or he heals some, or died out or something, I don't feel like blessing him, because there's something that he's not doing. There's something that he's not good. Come on, get this now. Listen, worship somebody is a very, very powerful word, to worship somebody. And if you do a study on worship and praise, there's tehillah, there's barak, it's called stuff like that. It's on your face. It's in humble obeyance to God. I mean, we're talking something serious. Worship. Standing here in the mornings like this is not necessarily worshiping God. We're talking worship. That's why when they came and saw Peter and John, when that guy got healed, and Paul and things like that, you're gods, you must be a goddess. Well, no, 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 we are mere men just like you that want to worship them. Right. Worship is deep-seated, serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Amen? So why would I want to worship someone who's not good in an area? You would only worship something or someone that is perfection.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious.